What am I going to tell your plastering teacher?
Tell him I've made new plans.
New plans?
What plans?
I'm going to be an Olympic ski jumper.
What are we doing again?
We're taking apart my marriage.
What was the name of your second to last song?
Toxic Evolution.
It's fucking hard, man. That's the one I did her to.
You know what? I'm gonna kill you one of these days.
No, you're not. Because you don't even exist.
What?
Maybe you're living in my world. I'm not living in yours.
Hey, man.
What's up, Tic Tac?
Good to see you. Look, what happened last time?
It was a great audition, but it'll never happen again.
They tell you what we're up against?
Something about some psycho assassins?
We're outside the law on this one. So if you come with us, you're a wanted man.
Yeah, well, what else is new?
Would that it were so simple.
Would that it were so simple.
Would that it were so simple.
My dear boy, why do you say that? Why do you say twer?
Well, you should say it like I said.
Yes.
Would that it were so simple.
Would that it were so simple.
Would that it were so simple. Would that it were so simple.
Watch my mouth. Would that it were so simple.
Would that it were so simple.
Keep your head still. Would that it were so simple.
Would that it were so simple.
Would that it were so simple.
I'm trying to say that, Mr. Lawrence.
Lawrence,
What's it feel like? What do you mean? To walk into a room and it's like in the middle of winter, you're the sun. It's everything.
Welcome to a special episode of The Green Screen of Death.
A special episode.
Yeah. Dun dun dun. We're here to talk about our favorite movies, top movies of 2016 at the halfway mark. What would you say about this year of movies, Bill? You loving it, hating it, somewhere in the middle?
It's really not a vintage year, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
No, there's definitely some good stuff, but some of it is not very good.
Yeah.
Some of these shows that we've recorded, there's been some bad movies, man.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of them.
Yeah. And ones that I've skipped as well,
because
I've been more selective the last 2 years. And you're a madman. You see all the bad stuff for us.
I try.
Yeah.
I do say this a lot, and it pisses me off. I say, yeah, for the podcast. I'll see it for the podcast. Nah, it sucks.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
That's right. But yeah, here we go. We're going to talk about our top films of 2016 thus far. As mentioned in the last episode, Bill's list is definitive.
Damn right it is.
The definitive
list.
Glad
you're learning that.
There you go. Wow. I feel like I'm sitting next to Walter in The Big Lebowski. Calmer than you are.
You are Donnie.
I'm the Walrus.
Yeah, and you're not Donnie Donowitz, the bear Jew. You're Donnie from The Big Lebowski.
That's right. Spread my ashes across. Whose face would it be? Who's the dude in this picture?
I think we should drop this.
Rest in peace, sweet prince. Oh, man. Okay, that's enough of The Big Lebowski. Yeah, let's talk about it. What we're going to do is we're going to start at number 10, count our way down to number 1. When we run into a film where both of us like it, but we have it ranked differently, we'll both talk about the film. The other person will just say, I have it ranked higher. So that's the format we're going with. And at the very end, we're just going to vent a little bit. And we're going to talk about a few of the bad movies we've watched this year, because that's part of film criticism as well. We're here to talk about great movies, and we're also here to shit on movies, because we pay a lot of money, spend a lot of time at the movies.
I love shitting on movies.
Me too, man. Yeah. Me too. I'm not afraid to do it.
Yeah, these are bad.
Number 10, why don't you kick us off?
I'm going to be a douche.
All right.
I have a number 11.
Okay, yeah.
We'll call it my other film.
Yeah.
And I also have honorable mentions.
Okay.
Because I'm that guy.
There you go. There you go.
Number 11, the new Whit Stillman film, Love and Friendship.
Okay.
You didn't get that chance to see that one.
I didn't see that yet.
Kate Beckinsale plays a woman who is trying to get her daughter married, and just all the weird stuff that happens around that. It's really funny. It's really well made, and it's sweet.
Cool.
And it's just a nice, fluffy film.
Yeah.
And I really liked it.
Good.
It's rare nowadays for a film. It's a period piece.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
Cool.
And it's my number 11.
Number 11.
Because I just can't follow the rules, it
That's
seems.
Right.
Do you want me to do my honorable mentions, too, just to get those out of the way?
Sure, yeah.
My honorable mentions are films that I think Adrian might talk about.
Okay.
Because I saw them last year.
Yeah, and they were on your list last year.
Which means they're not on my list this year.
Yeah.
I got three of them. I'm going to save one of them because I'm pretty sure Adrian's going to talk about it.
Okay, yeah.
There's two there that I'm pretty sure you're going to talk about.
Okay,
but yeah. Fuck yeah. It. So I'll save a two. The Michael Moore documentary, Where to Invade Next.
Okay, yeah.
It's a really good documentary.
That's a good documentary, yeah.
It's a really eye-opening film, man. I tell people to see that film all the time. It's,
oh, yeah.
It's on Blu-ray right now. So yeah. No excuse if you haven't seen that.
That's right.
And rest in peace, Anton Yelchin, Green Room.
Green Room, yeah.
Which I'm pretty sure is going to be on Adrian's list.
It'll be somewhere on my list.
Yeah.
For sure.
And there's another one, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be on Adrian's list, so I'll keep that as a secret.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
All right.
So do you want to do your number 10?
Sure. Yeah, I'll start it off at number 10. This is a dorky thing I did. My number 10 film is 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Nice.
Yeah, I adore this film. I've seen it a few times now, and it's so much fun to introduce this to somebody who hasn't seen it and just watch and listen to their reactions. It's got a really great performance from John Goodman and
Mary Elizabeth Winstead. John Gallagher Jr.
He's yeah. Awesome. I love the three of these people working together, making a great film. A lot of people shit on it before it came out, but it turned out really great. And I was so surprised at how good it was. So yeah, 10 Cloverfield Lane, really effective thriller, just a blast to watch, and super, super rewatchable. I've seen it a few times now and have fun each time.
Not on my list.
Okay.
But a very good choice.
Cool.
I like that film. Right, it's really good. My number 10, Shane Black's The Nice Guys.
Yeah, The Nice Guys.
Hell yes.
Yes, this is also on my list.
Cool.
Yeah.
Maybe the most wacky fun film on my list.
Oh, totally.
It's just completely all over the place, but it works.
Oh, yeah.
Featuring a super great performance from Ryan Gosling.
Oh, yeah.
Russell Crowe's not bad either.
Yeah.
And hey, that Shane Black guy,
yeah,
he can write.
He can write the hell out of a film.
Yeah, not a bad director either. It's just a really fun, over-the-top film.
Yeah.
That, I said it before, if watch the trailer, if you like that, you're going to love the film.
Oh, yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, very, very funny stuff. One of the most enjoyable experiences I've had so far this year at the movies. I've seen it twice. First time I watched it, the audience was just right into it. And that made it so much more enjoyable for me. Just when you can laugh like an absolute maniac and everybody else is doing the same. I love that feeling. So to experience that on the big screen, thanks to Shane Black and Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe, that's a blast. That's actually my next pick. That's my number 9 film.
Oh, hey, we'll
go. Nice Guys.
Cool.
Yeah, so I guess you can move to your number 9.
Hail Caesar.
Hail Caesar, also on my list.
Higher.
A little bit higher.
Cool. Joel and Ethan Coen, like Richard Linklater, are just doing this shit for fun now, man. They're just
totally.
They're just geniuses.
Just refining their stuff.
Adrian made a really funny comment about what are the funniest films of the year, and Adrian said, Hail Caesar and Hail Caesar.
yeah.
There hasn't been a lot of comedies this year. You might not get the humor in this one. It's very old-time Hollywood.
Yeah.
But, man, I love this one.
Yeah.
I think it's a really funny film. And just the way that they make films, man.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody makes films like Joel and Ethan Coen.
Yeah.
People don't make films like this.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Yeah. And it's a blend of a lot of genres, too. Like, yep. You've got the musical numbers and the singing and the dancing, and you've got like a noir mystery going on, and you've got the Western guy trying to become a serious actor, and oh man, that's really where this film just excels, is the characters are just amazing. Yeah, we witness kind of the emergence of Alden Ehrenreich. He's the guy who plays the cowboy. He's just star of the show.
Yeah, he steals the film.
Yeah.
So yeah, my number 9, Hail Caesar.
Hail Caesar, cool. A little bit higher on my list.
Cool.
So we're on my Number eight, The Lobster. This is a film that absolutely crushed me when I watched it. Haven't had a chance to see it again, but it's a film that takes a really hard look at relationships, what it's like to be with somebody, what it's like to compromise, and it also sheds light on what it's like to be alone, sort of the communities that are involved with both stages of life. And I love that the filmmaker doesn't really say, this is the right way, this is the wrong way. You get to see both sides of the coin, and it's really up to the audience member what you take out of it. And I thought it was just a beautiful, beautiful experience, and I was deeply, deeply moved. And it's crazy because it starts out like just bonkers, bananas, crazy. If you need a reminder, The Lobster is about a guy who goes to this hotel, and in this world, you have to pick an animal, and he picks a lobster. And he has, how many days is it?
30
days. He has to find true love at this hotel resort. They put him in activities. They mingle with other people. And they have to try to find their soulmate at this place within 30 days. They can do certain things to extend their stay by a certain amount of days. Some people kind of make a career out of it. And they just hang out at the hotel all the time. Some people just take their 30 days, turn into an animal, and they lose everything that made them a human. And there was just something so heartbreaking about that and terrifying to me. And then I was thinking, like, man, what's this guy saying about relationships? And it rocked my world, dude. I could go on for days about this film.
You liked it more than I did.
Yeah.
I thought it lost its way at the end.
I didn't.
It's really weird.
It is.
Yorgos Lanthimos makes really strange films.
Yeah.
Dogtooth, his first film, is a masterpiece.
Okay.
Yeah. This one, I still rate it pretty high. I like the film.
Yeah.
Just thought it kind of lost its way at the end.
Yeah.
Great performance from Colin Farrell.
Oh, totally.
That was the opening film of Fantastic Fest?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good film.
Yeah, really good stuff. So yeah, that's my number eight, The Lobster.
My number eight, have a feeling this is probably on your list. The Invitation.
The Invitation is on my list.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's higher.
Nice. Higher. All
right, yeah. Cool. Karin Kusama's Holy Shit, Where Did This Come From film.
Yeah.
About this really wacky dinner.
Yep.
Where stuff is kind of not explained, by me at least, because I'm not giving this film away. You got to see this film yourself.
Like, oh, yeah.
Just tension and dread. And then that ending.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Damn. It's a really tight, super good film. And Adrian said this before. He likes to show people this film.
Oh, yeah.
And I should probably start doing that, too, because this movie is quite badass.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it's definitely – it's kind of a horror film.
Yeah.
But I have other horror films on my list, so I'm not even going to say that.
All right.
Don't listen to Bill.
Yeah, this film is so good. Yeah, I do have it rated a little bit higher. I'll get there when I do. But yeah, it's so rewatchable, this film. I think I've seen it 4 times now.
Wow.
Each with somebody new. Me going, okay, you got to watch The Invitation with me. This film fucking rocks. Each time I think I pick up on some little things. And what I really caught on to in the 4th viewing is that there's a lot of expert techniques going on in this film. Whether it's something that Karin Kusama planted in the script, whether it's the way something is shot, just taking everyday social situations and turning it into something very uncomfortable. And you don't always know why. She doesn't give you that. But there's something just under the surface that gets under your skin. And if you're along for the ride, it's one hell of a movie, man. And we love to talk about final shots in this movie. And this one really sticks the ending.
Yeah,
I love The Invitation through and through, start to finish. Amazing film.
So yeah, my number eight and Adrian's number six. I don't know.
not six. I'll tell you that much.
Invitation.
Okay, this is going to be short. We already talked about this. My number seven film is Hail Caesar.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is where it gets weird. My number seven, don't know if this is going to be on your list.
Okay.
Captain America Civil War.
I didn't make my list.
Oh!
Yeah, I know, dude. Crazy, right?
Okay. I just really like Captain America movies.
Me too.
They are my favorite Marvel movies. What can I say? This should have been Avengers 3.
Yeah.
But I'm happy it's a Captain America movie. The Russo brothers, killing it. still hate Robert Downey Jr.
Okay,
that shit's not going away.
Yeah,
but Cap,
he's the man.
He's my favorite.
Yeah,
and you know, throwing some extra characters like Ant-Man, Black Panther. This shit rules, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great stuff.
Yeah. Wow, it's on your list.
Yeah. And I can't fault anybody for putting it anywhere on their list, whether it's 1, 2, 3, 10, or 7.
15 for you?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it would probably be 11 or 12 for me.
Yeah, okay.
Somewhere in there. Yeah, it came really close.
That's cool.
Yeah, I love that film, too.
Well, as I said, my list is definitive.
Yeah, there you go. The definitive list. All right, so that was your number seven?
Number seven, yeah.
All right. We're on to my number six. This is a film that I believe is available online now through rental. I should look into that. It is through Canada.
This was, I think, the film I think you're talking about was my third honorable mention.
Okay. Is it Nestor?
Yes.
Yes, by Daniel Robinson. Quite literally a one-man show.
Yeah.
It's one guy who shot the film, starred in it, wrote the script, did all the sound.
Catering.
He did his own catering, everything, set design. He did it all by himself. And it's about a man who's isolated in this village. And in the beginning, it's... He wakes up just in the middle of like a frozen lake. And he's covered in snow and he's just got these yellow shorts on. And he's very confused. And he walks from house to house just looking for others. We don't know what happened. And I don't really want to say much more than that. Other than this film is really hard to classify because it's got so many like different elements. It's like drama, survival, sci-fi. It's got comedy. Like, there's really funny bits in this movie, and it's all just this guy. And I didn't know it was a one-man show until after I watched the movie. So when you told me that he made it all by himself, I was like, no way. Like, just the way he had the camera set up.
Yeah,
for some of his shots, how do you frame that when you're the only guy there?
Trust your eye and just go to work.
Yeah. And he's got, it's a really, I think, really interesting look at filmmaking and what it's like to work alone and be isolated. And it's one of those movies, man, where at the end of the film, I was just like, holy shit, what did I just watch? And I need to watch this again. So yeah, Nestor, I'll place a link in the show notes because this film needs to be seen. I think everybody should watch it. And give us your opinion if you do see it. It's one that both of us are willing to go to bat for.
It's only 62 minutes.
Yeah.
Which, you know, sounds pretty short, but there's a hell of a lot going on in this film.
Oh, yeah.
We saw this at the Whistler Film Festival last year. We were having a really bad festival. Adrian didn't actually see a screening. He saw a screener. I saw the screening because I had walked out of a film that Adrian was in.
I stayed till the end.
And went and saw this movie and was just completely blown away by it. I started telling our crew, all the people we hang out with, you know, Nestor, oh my God, this movie's so great. I think it's maybe the best film that doesn't have distribution right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's that good.
Oh, yeah.
I love this film. Another really cool thing about it is, I talked to everybody who watched it in our crew. Everybody had a different idea.
Oh, really?
What the film was about.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm just like, I told my view.
Yeah.
You said your view.
Yeah.
Marina said her view. And they were all kind of different.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of filmmaking, right? When you're creating art and you can get 10 different people, 10 different opinions. I think that's awesome.
And there was a Q&A after the film and the guy was super humble. So, yeah. Check this film out. It's sweet.
Yeah.
Hope you guys like it. If you trust us enough to actually go and check it out. But yeah, hope you like it.
Cool.
It's damn good, man.
Yeah. So that's my number six. It's called Nestor.
Cool. I'm glad you put that in there.
Right on.
Because it wouldn't be on my list because I saw it last year.
That's right.
But yeah, honorable mention for Bill.
Yeah, right on.
What are we at? Six?
Yep.
Finding Dory.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not on my list.
What?
It didn't make my list.
Holy shit.
Remember, because I had knocked off like half a mark.
Wow.
Now I'm the heartless one, right?
That's definitive list.
That's right.
Yeah, what can we say about this one? I hated the first one.
Yeah.
And I love this one.
That's awesome. Like,
that should be on the poster.
Totally.
Yeah, like this film got me good.
Right on, dude.
It has this hook and it just totally got me.
Nice.
Complete shock.
That's awesome.
Still have no idea if I'm ever going to watch the first one again.
Yeah.
Because I love this one so much that I probably should watch the first one again.
Yeah.
No, I don't. It's the best animated film of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Probably will be at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. I think it's that damn good. Pixar has been kind of hit or miss lately, but this one is the shit, man.
Oh, yeah.
And Adrian docked it half a star for bullshit reasons. So it's not on his list.
Yeah. So I thought it lost a bit of steam at the end. That's my nitpick. That's it was cool. Worth half a star for
that's
me.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. So number six, Finding Dory.
All right. We're into top five now. Drum roll.
I bet you every one of these films is exactly the same for us in different order.
Probably. I know for a fact, though, there's going to be one that just shocks you. That's not here.
We saw Victor Frankenstein last year.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I'm going to rewrite my list.
We saw that in December.
That's right. That's right. All right, dude. Number five. Everybody Wants Some.
Number five. Everybody Wants Some.
Hey, all right. Twins.
Twins.
We talked about this last episode, so we won't get into it too much, but what a fun, fun movie, man.
Yeah.
Just a blast.
Takes you somewhere you don't think it's going to go because the beginning is totally different. But Richard Linklater is the man, and we shouldn't have doubted him.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll admit something that I didn't say on the previous episode. When I watched the trailer for it, I wasn't convinced. I was like, I'm not feeling it.
Wow.
Yeah. I wasn't vibing with the trailer. But you know what? It's Richard Linklater. I'll always give him a shot. And so happy with the results.
Nice.
Just a fun, fun movie. Had a blast.
Co number five. Everybody Wants Some.
Hey, all right.
Double exclamation point.
That's right. And I guess on to my number four. We talked about this already. The Invitation.
Nice.
Karin Kosuma, just rocking my world. That's my number four.
Cool. My number four is Maggie's Plan.
Sweet.
Not on your list.
Not on my list.
God damn it.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
All right.
I think it's one, though, that I think could creep onto my list. You know, with time, as time passes, repeated viewings. Yeah. Great film, though, right?
Yeah. Rebecca Miller is great. This script is great. It's very New York-centric, and all these movies seem to be with Greta Gerwig.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cool, I'll do that all day.
All day long.
You know, Mistress America and Adrian's favorite, Frances Ha.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not quite my favorite, but yeah. I'll take Mistress America over all these films, by the way.
Yeah.
But Maggie's Plan, I think, is really good. Damn good, man. It's it's fresh. It's just snappy dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Greta Gerwig is a star.
Oh, she is.
Still have no idea why she's not a star.
Why isn't she, in Star Wars?
Yeah. No, I don't know about that. But, she can keep on making these films. Three or four a year. Ethan Hawke, who's turning into quite the actor.
Yeah, he's great.
Julianne Moore's accent.
She just blew me away.
Yeah, she's great. there's no weird accent stuff. She's just really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Scene stealing Bill Hader.
Yeah, he is a scene thief, isn't
and
he?
And his hair.
Yeah. Even just sitting in a chair, he manages to steal a show.
Yep.
That's so
he's
good.
Really good. So yeah, my number four, Maggie's Plan.
Right on, dude.
Check it out. I think it's just coming out now.
Nice.
It's lovely.
Yeah. Track it down. Well worth your time. My number three is The Neon Demon, the Nicholas Winding Refn film.
Higher
on your list?
On my list.
All right. We talked about this last episode. Blew my mind. Yeah, this film just rocked my world in a big way. I'm not sure if I said this in the last episode, but I love the way they shot these beautiful women in the film, and it didn't once feel gross. It was just an appreciation of beauty, and also shining a light on the ugliness that surrounds that, and I really enjoyed that. It goes to some crazy, crazy places, and stuff happens, and you're just going, what the fuck did I just watch?
Just for the record, after watching this film, I'm never going to go to LA and be a model.
Okay. All right. Good thing you're not doing that. I think I will do the same.
Yeah. I'm just, I can't do it now.
I'm going to be a hotel manager, though.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
100. Or was it 200? Oh, yeah.
Such a jerk.
Such a jerk.
Oh, Keanu Reeves we're talking about.
Yeah, higher on my list.
Nice. Do you have anything you want to add?
It's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Oof, like, yeah. Movies don't blow my mind like this very often.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I said it on the last episode, but I definitely did cry toward the end of the film. And I couldn't put a finger on why, but I think it was just because I was just... I don't want to sound like a...
Blown away by its awesomeness?
Yeah, the sheer awesomeness of this film moved me to tears. And I couldn't explain why, and I was okay with that at the time. Oh, man. Hell of a movie.
Right on.
So that's my number three, The Neon Demon.
Numero trois, The Witch.
Hey, The Witch. Higher on my list.
Yeah, I know where it's going to be. Yeah, what can we say about this one? This is like Dude. The most authentic kind of fucked up film.
Yeah.
The Neon Demon and The Witch, to me, would be a sweet double bill because I'm that screwed up.
Hey, I didn't think of that. That would be awesome.
That would be a sweet double bill. Yeah, this film is scary, authentic.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Robert Eggers guy.
Yeah.
Oof.
He came out of nowhere.
He was born way back in the day when this was actually shot, because this film is so authentic, you think it's real.
Yeah.
The impending dread. That's the thing that's really got me about this film. I just didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
And I was just like, holy fuck, I feel like shit right now. Like, yeah. I don't know what's going on. I'm so tense. I don't know what's going on. And that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
For, you know, all your films that are just like supposedly horror.
Yeah.
But aren't really horror films.
Yeah.
This one isn't really a horror film. It's just I'm going to scare you film.
Oh, yeah.
We talk about endings a lot.
Yeah.
And how you got to stick your ending.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goddamn, does this film stick the ending.
It nails it.
It's a beautiful film. Not for everybody. And we found that out because lots of people hated it.
Yeah, lots of people walked out when I saw it here. Lots of people making fun of it while they're watching it.
Yeah, because they wanted Saw 10.
Yeah. Or The Purge Part 5.
Yeah.
People are stupid.
This is not that film. It's an intelligent film.
It is.
And if you're not down with that, I feel bad for you because I think it's a fucking masterpiece.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's just a moody, atmospheric, badass ride. And everything from the set and costume design, the script, the performances... Not a false note in this movie.
No.
And I can say it with confidence because Eggers does such a great job of putting it all together. And I'm sure that a lot of the credit goes to everybody who was involved with this film. That's probably a big, big part of the success of this film is just how real it feels. It feels like you're watching something that actually happened and there happen to be cameras there while it's happening.
Did you ever think you'd be scared that bad by an animal?
No way, dude.
No.
But a part of me was scared and excited, like in a really sick, weird, twisted way. A part of me wants to explore the dark and go into the fucking woods and just hang out and hope that something shows up and I go and get into some evil shit in the woods or something. I don't know. Stuff happens in the movie and it's gross and awesome and just outstanding.
Black Phillip.
That's right. Black Phillip. And I want those twins. I want them as children. They were so cool.
Yeah.
Black Phillip says you are wicked.
Yeah. I think about scenes in that film and I get chills.
Yeah. Me too, man.
And it's not a scary film.
Yeah.
It's just dread.
Yeah.
Oh.
So much dread.
Yeah.
Misery.
It's a beautiful film.
Yeah.
My number three. And I already know where Adrian has it because I'm smart. But number three, The Witch.
Nice. So we're on my number two. You mentioned this in your honorable mentions, Green Room.
Nice.
Yeah, the Jeremy Saulnier film starring Anton Yelchin, who just recently passed away. Man, I love these films that he makes. I'm a sucker for this kind of film because it's a horror film, but it's also a lot of drama, a lot of comedy, a lot of human observations and world building.
It's a think piece.
It really is. Yeah. Yeah.
A character study. A
character study on skinhead Nazi punks and a punk band who goes into the wrong bar to play a show. It's claustrophobic. It's got a lot of horror. It's got some grisly violence in it.
Yeah.
And great performances. Anton Yelchin, Imogen Poots, Macon Blair, Patrick Stewart.
Aaliyah Shawkat.
Sir Patrick Stewart, Stewart I apologize. Yeah, Aaliyah Shawkat. And a couple of unknown kids that I've never seen before. And they're awesome in this film.
Yeah. This film is about desperation to me.
Okay.
Everybody around is desperate.
That's true.
There's something going on with everybody that puts them in a difficult situation. It's, the band is starving.
Yeah.
The skinheads, something happens and they have to figure it out. And they're desperate to figure it out. And a lot of people make stupid mistakes when they're desperate.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what this film is about to me.
Huh, I like that. It's
freaking killer, man.
Yeah.
I saw it last year. It was in my top 20. I think it's a great film. Yeah. If you haven't seen it, and let's be honest, a lot of people haven't seen it. It's on Blu-ray pretty quick.
Yeah, it's coming just around the corner.
It's going to kick everybody's ass.
Totally.
People are going to be talking about this one in years to come. So get on the bandwagon now.
Yeah.
Be a hipster.
Get on early, man.
Yeah, buy it on iTunes.
Yeah. And I just wanted to mention one more thing. And I know we talked about Anton Yelchin in the last episode, but the dude deserves all the praise in the world because it's one of his final films, right?
Yeah.
I listened to an interview where he basically sounded like the character he was playing in Green Room, and it was just Anton Yelchin. And I thought there was something really cool about that because he had this kind of carefree attitude, and none of it came off as like him bragging or being an egomaniac or anything like that. It didn't seem like any of this Hollywood stuff was getting to him.
No.
And he just seemed like a real, genuine, honest person who wanted to make art, and that's what he did.
That's why he worked, man.
Yeah.
He felt like he was me or you.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
He would definitely be missed.
Yeah. It's going to be tough seeing him in his final films, you know, like Star Trek Beyond.
Oh, shit. That opens in like 2-3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I totally forgot about that. It's going
to break my heart seeing him on the screen again because I love the guy. And he'll live on, you know, like we'll be able to revisit his movies. But it hurts because he's so young and such a great, great person and great performer and gone too soon.
Yeah, because I'm going to watch the hell out of Green Room on Blu-ray.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Was your number two?
That was my number two, Green Room.
Which freaks me out because my number two isn't on your list.
That's right, it's not.
What the fuck, dude? What the fuck? My number two film is Midnight Special from Jeff Nichols.
That's right.
This was my number one film until about 2 days ago.
Oh, wow.
1 day ago.
Nice.
I love this film. This is what we were talking about Spielberg last episode in the BFG.
Yeah.
This is everybody in Hollywood seems to make their Spielberg movie. JJ did Super 8.
Yeah.
Jeff Nichols made Midnight Special, an ode to the 80s Amblin films, with a little bit more sci-fi to it.
Yeah.
Which I thought really brought it up a notch for me. Mm-hmm. Michael Shannon, Kirsten Dunst, Joel Edgerton.
Yeah.
And some kid, I forget his name because his name's really hard to say. Like Jaden Lieberher or something.
Okay.
Just special stuff. This is... this might still be my number two film. I really, at the end of the year, I really like this film.
Nice, man.
It blew me away.
Yeah.
I think Jeff Nichols is a special talent.
He is.
You know, if you haven't seen any of his previous stuff, you know.
Yeah, Shotgun Stories, Mud, Take Shelter.
Yeah, like, watch Take Shelter and don't tell me that's a masterpiece.
Exactly.
You're like, geez. And he's just, everything he does is great. I think he's one of the really great emerging filmmakers. And this, I think it might be his last indie film because Hollywood's going to come after him after this one. Like, he's going to make a Star Wars film or something like that.
Probably.
And everybody's going to be like, holy shit, where'd this guy come from? And I'm going to be like, I've been talking to you for years.
Yeah, for 10 years.
About this guy.
Yeah.
It's a special film. It's out on Blu-ray on Tuesday. I can't wait.
Sweet.
So, sweet. Yeah, my number two, and not on Adrian's list because he's just not definitive.
Yeah.
Midnight Special.
That's not a knock on the film, though, for me. I also love this film. I can't put a finger on what it was missing that didn't really get me into the 5-star range. But I love what it represents. Just the Joel Edgerton character on his own is just... you don't see that character anywhere else. And Kirsten Dunst, I think we talked about it in our review episode. I don't remember the last time I really enjoyed her in a film, and she is outstanding in this one. And Michael Shannon, he brings it every single time.
He's Michael Shannon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, you know, I don't know what was missing, but yeah, it didn't make my list. That's all I know. This is the one I was saying, like, oh no, Bill's gonna get mad at me.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Can I guess your number one?
My number one is The Witch by a wide margin.
Do you know what my number one is?
The Neon Demon?
The Neon Demon.
Hey, all right. You know, that's one that may even climb higher on my list, too, by the end of the
year.
Dude,
I got a feeling about Neon Demon.
Yeah.
I think it might be my number one film of the year.
Yeah.
Period.
Wow. That's crazy.
I got a weird vibe about this one.
Nice.
I really like this film.
Yeah.
And I know you really like The Witch.
Oh, yeah.
I remember you were at Fantastic Fest. The Witch was my film last year that I really wanted to see.
Yeah.
And it was at Fantastic Fest. And I wasn't at Fantastic Fest.
Yeah.
And this bastard saw it twice.
Twice at the film festival.
I was just like, fuck you, Adrian.
That's right. Because I figured, you know, I'm seeing it with all the best people I could possibly see it with, like the collective audience.
In the best theater.
Yeah. Best theater you can see it in. And
yeah, there's no better theater than Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar.
And it got applause in both screenings at the end. Just people losing their damn minds.
Which is funny because at my screening of The Witch, the first time I saw it, people were like, the film sucks.
Yeah.
Oh. And they screamed it at the screen.
Really?
I was just like, what?
Oh, man.
I don't get it. Yeah. Like, were we watching the same film? Oh, yeah. Oh wait, you're stupid. That's the only explanation.
I think it is. I overheard people saying, well, that was boring. I was like, oof. You're an idiot.
How can you watch that film and say it's boring? It's not boring.
I have no idea.
And same with the Neon Demon. It's a classic.
Oh, yeah.
In the making.
Yeah.
People are going to find this one out in a few years. Criterion will put it out in Ultra 16K Blu-ray. Yeah,
that's right.
20 years from now, and people are going to call it a classic. I really think it's that good.
And they're going to say, what the fuck were you guys thinking? Why didn't this make all the money?
Because, you know, see previous comment, people are stupid.
People are stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both very good choices for number one.
So, yeah, man.
I have no problem with your number one.
Yeah.
I don't think you have a problem with mine either. So.
Nope. All good, man.
Cool.
So, yeah, that's our list. I'm going to read mine real quick, and you can do the same. Just a recap for our listeners.
Sure.
So my number 10 is 10 Cloverfield Lane, number 9, The Nice Guys, number 8, The Lobster, number 7, Hail Caesar, number 6, Nestor, number 5, Everybody Wants Some, number 4, The Invitation, number 3, The Neon Demon, number 2, Green Room, and number 1, The Witch.
So my 10 is number 10, The Nice Guys, number 9, Hail Caesar, number 8, The Invitation, number 7, Captain America Civil War. Number 6, Finding Dory. Number 5, Everybody Wants Some. Number 4, Maggie's Plan. Number 3, The Witch. Number 2, Midnight Special. And number 1, The Neon Demon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those are badass lists, dude.
A very good list.
Right on. Should we get down to some shit movies?
Why not?
Let's take the show down a notch.
Why not?
Because, here's the thing. You and me, we pay to see our movies, right? We spend a lot of time in the movie theater. And I've heard a lot of people complain, oh, you didn't see every movie, so you can't say what's the worst movie. It's like, by that same definition, I guess I can't talk about what I like the most as well. So it goes both ways. I paid a lot of money to watch movies all year long, so I can shit on these movies all I want.
Hey, folks. Bonus rant. Bill's got a bonus rant.
Bonus rant bonus on the rant. Special episode.
Dear critics in big U.S. cities who didn't get their press screening of Independence Day and bitched about it on Twitter. So they bitched about it, and then they got a press screening. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I did.
It was on the Friday when it already had opened. On the Thursday, the night before.
That's right.
And they all lost their fucking minds.
Yeah.
Because, oh my God, if I want to do my review, I might actually have to pay for a movie. Well, guess what? We live in a very small town. There's no press screenings. And if there is, there's very few. We don't get to go to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We pay for all of our shit. Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
For your bullshit attitude on Independence Day.
Yeah. You're complaining about Independence Day.
Independence Day. Screw you guys.
Yeah.
I infuriated me. I was just like, fuck you guys.
Entitled.
Yeah. Oh my God. I might have to pay $10 to see a shitty movie that I knew was going to suck anyway.
And I'm not going to get coffee and donuts while I do it.
Yeah. I was so angry at that. Screw you guys. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. So, yeah,
preach.
Bonus rant over.
All right. So, for this section, we're just going to talk about three bad movies we watched this year, three each. I don't think we'll get too in depth on these, but no. We'll just kind of, it's just our chance to go, fuck you for wasting my time and money. Do you want to start things off?
Number three, Zoolander.
Zoolander, that almost made my list.
Zoolander.
So bad.
Zoolander 2. So bad.
Peace out, world.
Adrian likes Zoolander 1. That's cool.
I did. I love that film. I
hate Zoolander 1.
Okay.
And I didn't think it was possible, but they found a way to make it worse.
Yeah.
And this is worse.
Yeah.
Shit.
Like, yeah.
Absolute shit.
Yeah.
Everybody involved should be ashamed. And I knew better, yet I still saw it. It's my fault.
Yeah. Got what you asked for, man.
I did. Yeah. Adrian knew I was going to hate it.
Yeah.
And I did.
I even said to you, why are you going to watch it?
It's for the podcast.
For the podcast. Yeah. All right.
I hate saying that.
Yeah, man. All right. So my number three is The Huntsman, Winter's War.
Almost made my
Almost
list.
Made your list.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. This was such a lifeless, boring.
CG barf the movie.
CG barf the movie. They take Nick Frost and Rob Brydon and make them boring and unfunny.
How's that possible?
They made this possible.
Rob Brydon is like one of the funniest people alive.
Yeah.
Like those trip movies.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is a lifeless movie. I can't tell you any more about it because I've already forgotten all about it.
That was 30 seconds after it ended for
me. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
All I remember is that it's shit.
Thor Sr. with the paycheck.
That's right.
Chastain with the paycheck.
Chastain.
Yeah, so bad.
Fallen so far from grace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were in Zero Dark 30.
Yeah.
Wow. Numero two.
Numero two.
Neighbors do.
Hey, there you go.
Neighbors too.
Yeah.
So what is this called? Sorority Rising?
Something like that. Fuck.
Yeah. I hated this film. I hated the first one. This is everything I hated about the first one, amped up with stupid jokes that were just trying to be gross.
Oh, but it's so progressive, Bill.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's not at all.
No, you can't add the female element to it and then make them as shitty as the boys.
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid.
It is.
Terrible film.
Yeah.
Another one Adrian knew I was going to hate.
Yeah.
And I did.
There you go.
Yeah. Number two, Neighbors 2. I'm sure Adrian hated it too.
Yeah. I actually, as the film was winding down, I missed like the last 5 minutes. I had to pee really badly. I just fucking walked out. I was like, I'm not going to.
And then I told you what happened. You were like, what the fuck?
I was just like, oh, I really took it down even lower for me.
How is that possible?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you, but didn't make my list.
What's your number two?
My number two, Independence Day Resurgence. Just watch this piece of garbage. We talked briefly about it on the last episode. I don't want to say much more because it doesn't deserve my time. I really want my blockbusters back. Take them back to North America, please.
Summer officially died this year.
It really did.
Yeah, you said something on Twitter. It was like summer movies, 1975 to 2016.
Yeah. I was like, rest in peace. Summer blockbuster gone far too soon.
Yeah.
1975 to 2016.
They're done.
Yeah. It's over.
Yeah.
They're just shit now.
I have a weird feeling I know what your number one is.
Okay, yeah. All right.
My number one. Do you want to try to guess?
Your number one?
Think about movies that I've really hated.
And it's usually something I appreciate on some weird level.
No, it's not.
No?
No, you hate it just as much as I do.
Is it Warcraft?
No. Is that your number one?
It's my number one.
Yeah, okay. My number one is Now You See Me Too.
Oh, there you go. That almost made my list.
God damn, I hate this movie.
What a shit movie.
And I liked the first one.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't like this. The other two were sequels and I hated the first one, but I actually liked the first one.
Yeah.
I actually liked it. And it's just a lifeless drama. That's not what this movie should be.
Yeah.
It's not. It's a freaking secret agent movie.
They tried to make it, yeah, Fast and the Furious with James Bond.
Yeah.
Like Fast 5, Fast 6, and Fast 7.
Where's the magic?
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no magic.
Yeah. Oh, I got your belt. Oh. Yeah. No, so, you were holding it there the whole time.
Yeah, it's a terrible film. Nobody saw it anyway, so who cares?
Yeah.
And your number one is Warcraft.
Warcraft.
It almost made my list, too, but yeah. I hated Now You See Me More and yeah. the other two. The Brothers Grimsby almost made my list, too.
Okay.
Which I hated so much, I refused to talk about it on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Because yeah.
it was so terrible.
Yeah.
Like, if you ever want to see Elephant Blow Semen on Sacha Baron Cohen, wow. That is your film.
Nice.
Oh, and Mark Strong is there too to get the semen on him too.
Jeez. Ugh,
it's a fucking terrible film.
Oh man, I better bring my happy tissues if I watch that.
Terrible. But
that's brutal.
Yeah. You want to say something about Warcraft?
Yeah, I'm...
You are the originator of the term Warcrap.
Warcrap. I coined that term. Look it up on Twitter. I was the first person to say it.
Why are you oddly proud of that?
Because, man, I'm a wordsmith. In the world of Warcraft, I was a blacksmith. I don't know.
Terrible.
Yeah, that was bad. I'm so punny.
Yeah.
Lifeless, boring, bullshit. Ben Foster, what the f*** are you doing in this movie? Glenn Close, what the f*** are you doing in this movie?
Duncan Jones,
what yeah. the f*** are you doing?
Yeah.
F*** this movie.
Yeah, the script makes no sense. It looks terrible. Another CG barf film. Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
And we were fans of the games.
Yeah, yeah. I enjoy a good, you know, fantasy... People fighting and orcs fighting orcs and humans fighting humans and everything in between and griffins getting in there and no, it's a mess.
Are you going to re-rate The Hobbit then for fuck's sakes?
No way. No. No, no, no.
Yes.
It wasn't as bad as, like, The Hobbit movies weren't as bad as this. I'll say that much.
Cool.
So yeah, Warcraft really just put a bad taste in my mouth.
It's been a pretty poor year for movies, man.
It has.
Other than the ones we've talked about. Like, yeah. I had to look at my list pretty hard to get 10.
Same here.
I was yeah. like, shit. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like, got all those. I think the top 7 are 5-star films on my list. And the rest are 4.5-star films.
Okay, yeah.
But that might be the only 4.5-star films I have on my list.
Yeah.
And the rest of them are like 3s, 2s.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's yeah. not good.
Yeah. Overall, I would say it's been a pretty bad year, but there have been some great films along the way. But yeah, this summer blockbuster, this is the year it died. After, you know, Captain America came out. Yeah, that did big numbers, and we both really enjoyed that film. Other than that, everything has disappointed. And
nothing's original anymore either.
Yeah.
It's all sequels.
Yeah. Yeah, all existing franchises, properties, all so we can sell more Dr. Pepper and Pepsi and Coke and sell more toys and video games and remakes. And I'm fed up with it.
Sucks to have a podcast, eh?
Totally does, yeah.
No, but there's some good movies. Just yeah. look at both of our lists. Yeah. Start there.
Yeah, yeah.
Once again, mine's right.
There you go. Bill's list is definitive.
Damn right.
Yeah, so I guess we can wrap it up here. We've talked about our top films and our least favorite films. And yeah, I guess, well, you're on Twitter, right?
I am, at SoundJam69.
Sweet. And the show has a Twitter account. It's at @thegreen_screen. I'm also on Twitter. I'm at @Adrian_Charlie. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. Run a search for The Green Screen of Death. Hit like, throw us a comment. That'll help us find a wider audience. So until next time, we appreciate the listens and hope you stick around. We'll talk to you next time.
Peace.